We have Karen Tallman in studio with us this morning. And Karen, how you doing today?
Well, just doing great. It's a good day in the neighborhood, even though the wind's blowing a bit. It's still going to be a good day.
We're taking it as a good day for sure. I mean, we could have any kind of weather. We could have snowstorm even this late
That'd
into
April.
That'd
be a good day.
That's happened. You like snow. You didn't get your snow day. You were saying
no,
to me
I
once
didn't
that,
get my snow day.
You got to have at least one snow day.
I'm hoping it will happen yet.
Well, probably not going to happen until
next year.
Very late this year, if we get it. But you get a wind day, I guess you can call it a wind day and take that off. But anyway, you're here. We have you on the Friday prior to the Lincoln County Republicans meeting on Monday, and that is coming up after the weekend. And you were telling me they got a candidate forum scheduled this
yes,
month?
Yes, we okay. have a really a very exciting and informative meeting. You know, the Lincoln County Republicans' desire is to bring Republicans from across the county mm-hmm. together for encouragement and education mm-hmm. and to share opportunities to promote the values of the conservative Republican Party leadership. And one of the things we're going to be doing is having a candidate forum, and that's the purpose is to, we're not telling people how to vote, but we want to ensure that you get to hear from the candidates themselves so you can make your own informed decisions on mm-hmm. on how you are going to vote.
Right.
You know, and we are providing an open setting so that the candidates can inform us of their visions on issues and why they are running for that position. Mm-hmm. Each candidate will get 5 minutes to tell us their views and what they want to do and things like that. Mm-hmm. And this is open to anybody in Lincoln County that is running for an office.
Okay.
You have that opportunity to come talk to us and help us learn what your views are.
Okay.
And, you know, just good things like that. And then our featured speaker will be Scott Peterson, and he is running for the Secretary of State position on the Republican ticket.
Okay.
And he is a resident of Omaha, and he's a lifetime conservative. He's a Nebraska business owner and a mm-hmm. proven leader. And he serves as vice chairman of the Nebraska 2nd Congressional District. And he's a member of the Nebraska Republican Party Executive Committee. And previously, he was chairman of the Douglas County Republican Party. And he represented Nebraska as a national delegate to the Republican Convention in 2024. And that's quite an honor and a privilege to get to
sure.
go. And Scott's running for Secretary of State. He wants to put Nebraska first, and he wants to restore confidence in the constitutional duties of the office and to ensure the rule of law guides every decision. So mm-hmm. we're just going to have a very informative, fun-packed evening for all Republicans. And, you know, you don't have to be a Republican to come because you can hear the different sides and, you know, be informed of issues.
Yeah, well, I think it's good to have a candidate forum anytime you offer an opportunity, and both for the public and for the candidates to come. And for the candidates, I mean, it's just a perfect opportunity for them to kind of talk to people that, you know, may or may not be voting, but at least they get the word out of what they stand for. And I think
yes.
that's important. And then for the public, too, they can come down, and this can be at the Eagles Club,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's at the Eagles Club, and as you know, we always have a light lunch, supper, whatever you might call it,
sure.
Beforehand at 6. So if you get off work at 5:30 and you don't have time to run home and get something to eat, you can always come. This month, we're having a variety of soups and desserts, so don't worry about starving because we will feed you.
You'll get fed before the forum there, and then to have somebody running for state treasurer too coming in and talk and getting his views. I think that's the most often thing that the frustration that I run into is just not more of things like a candidate forum or debates to really get the candidates to hear all the different views that they have, or maybe in some cases similar views, but just to know where they stand. And it seems like we're left searching online, and sometimes you wonder, you know, how much can you trust of what you see online? But to get it right there, you can go in person and hear, and any, like you said, any candidate that's running for office, any office in Lincoln County is welcome to come on down, and they get 5 minutes to talk about what they're about and why they want people to vote for them, right?
Yes. And then afterwards, we will have a question and answer period. So if there's something that you want to ask the candidate, now is the opportunity to do it. And if we run out of time, the candidates are going to stay afterwards. You can still go up if you have more questions and, you know, and talk to them more on a one-to-one basis ask more questions.
Yeah, that's what it's for. And it's not just about hearing where they're from, but getting your questions answered, because everybody has a little different something that they're more interested in or concerned about from people, you know, that they vote for. What are they going to do? And they have their different priorities of what they want, you know, people to concentrate on.
So. You know, and it's just like people running for the school board. We have all those different districts. And, you know, the council and things like that. So, you know, maybe that person isn't in your district, but the other person is that you want to talk to. So it's just a good opportunity to come and learn and form your own opinions, and not always what you hear on social media, because anymore you just, like you said, you don't know what
a lot
to
of
trust.
Misinformation out there too.
Yes.
For sure. So it's going to be Monday at the Eagles Club. What time does the social hour start?
The social hour starts at 6.
Okay.
And the meeting starts at 6:30.
Okay.
And you know, the social hour is always kind of fun because you get to visit with people maybe that you haven't seen in a long time, and you make new friendships too. So we just invite, you know, all of our fellow Republicans to come and have a very informative educational meeting.
Yep. And if they want more information in general on Lincoln County Republicans and the organization, I'm sure they're welcome to talk to you. And
yes, you know, you can always give me a call down at the store, 534-3384, and I would be glad to answer questions or anything that you need to know.
Yep. You will free yourself up to answer
questions. Yes, I will.
For sure. And Karen, thanks so much for dropping by. Just encourage people to come out to the Lincoln County Republicans meeting Monday evening at the Eagles Club in downtown North Platte. Karen, have a good day and a good weekend. We'll see you next month.
Same to you.